This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The non-secret secret is out. Joe Biden is old. Holy mother of Warren Buffett. Yeah, is that really the secret? When you consider that Warren Buffett runs his company and he's in his 90s? Some people age gracefully, folks, and others are pathetic, lying, brain-dead morons installed in a coup. I'll let you decide. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Secret is out. Joe Biden's old and he's senile. Too crazy to stand trial because nobody would want to convict a sympathetic defendant. And that's from Biden's own Justice Department. Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I'm just reinforcing what we've been saying for 3 years. Joe Biden never should have been placed into office in that coup. And that's what it was. And that just goes to show you how pathetic the left are, the Democrats are, when they've got to take an old clown, a political buffoon, and put him in office and then try to sell him. Look, America, check out Bidenflation. Look, America, look at our monkey, our clown. I mean, really? This is the best you can do? I mean, look at what's going on in the Republican Party right now. 2 years ago, you didn't even know the name Vivek Ramaswamy. Christy Nome, relative unknown. Carrie Lake, relative probably an unknown 3 years, 4 years ago, right? And now you've got this slew. Pick who you want. I don't care if you think Carrie's the next Sarah Palin or whatever. I'm just saying we have a lineup. We have a bench. We have people that you would go, Josh Hawley, I could give him a try. Sure. And then we have even retreads. Ted Cruz. Would Ted Cruz be a good president? I think so. So there's lots of folks out there. Look at the Democrats and tell me who you would pick. I don't know what. Katy Perry? Taylor Swift? Who would you pick? They don't have retreads. They got nobody. The best they could offer at the time was a dude who'd had two brain surgeries and who was more corrupt than Attila the Hun. This is who they put in charge. Joe Biden was so embarrassed. They were so embarrassed by Joe Biden. I want you to understand this. People fight to get in front of the Super Bowl audiences. People pay millions to do that for a one-minute commercial. It's millions of dollars. Joe Biden was going to get 20 minutes in front of the camera and X before the Super Bowl. I don't know who would have watched it. Who knows? If only a minute of it came through and he said something profound. Free advertisement, campaign speech, you name it. And you know what he did? He made a one-minute commercial of shrinkflation is terrible, and you should shrinkflation. Look at these companies, man. They need to stop doing what they're doing. Shrinkflation. When he had 20 minutes to espouse the virtues of everything that he's done. Look at what I've done, man. Come on, man. I mean, come on. And you black people, you ain't black unless you vote for me again. And you Pakistanis working in those 7-Elevens, I mean, he had the opportunity to offend every nationality in the country, and he passed it up. I wonder why. Why did he do it? Joe Biden's too old, we're told. Whoa, I don't know about you, but I woke up and they said Joe Biden was too old, and I went, what? Joe Biden's old? Who knew? Who knew that Joe Biden was old? It seems like it's a topic that's never come up. Oh, and by the way, not only is he old, Kevin Jackson, he's stupid. He's senile. He's got dementia. Joe Biden put the dim in dementia. Are you talking about D-I-M or D-E-M? He's demented. He's dim-witted. That's what I meant by the D-I-M for those of you who didn't get it. Dim-witted. Now, you could put a D-E-M in dim-witted, and that would still be just as funny as a joke. James Carville said, it's the biggest television audience, not even close. And you get a chance to do a 20, 25-minute interview on that day, and you don't do it. That's kind of a sign that your staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. And Carville continued, there ain't no other way to read this. That's what James Carville, strategist, said. And by the way, he's 1,000% correct. Nobody passes that up. Nobody. That's an audience of blue collar. I mean, it's a mixed audience. Everybody, you know, I don't know how much. It was a great Super Bowl, by the way. I didn't talk much about it because I don't care. I don't care that Kansas City won and San Francisco didn't. I mean, I had my wishes just for certain reasons, and I had observations because I tried to watch it on Paramount, and it kept coming in and out. I don't know how your signal was, but I don't have regular TV, so I have to get what I get. But it was a great game. It was a fun game to watch. I think I wanted San Francisco to win more just to rub it in Kaepernick's face. Right, there was that aspect of it. Also, that new kid that got drafted last, it would have been a nice Cinderella story for him. And then, I don't know, there's a cockiness about Mahone. I like him, but I watched his special about him. I will say this, he gave credit to God at the end. I don't know if he's a real Christ follower, but he did give credit to God. And I do like his spunk. I think his wife's a bit irritating, the thing that I saw. But again, every time I put the game on and my feelings would go one way or the other, I'd remind myself, I don't really care. And I watched it because my son and I decided we would do that together. Other than that, I would have found something better to do. But the point is, not that y'all have gotten me all off topic. The point is that, what was my point? You're supposed to do an interview during the Super Bowl. It's an audience of a cross section of America, the elitists who watch it from the boxes down to the Joe, you know, schmo guy that, you know, throws popcorn in the stands or whatever. It's a cross section. And if Joe Biden wanted to get his message out, if he really wanted to make a statement, there was his opportunity. And he blew it. And he blew it. Why? Anybody? Anybody want to guess? Anybody? Because he's old and senile. And people notice. And it became a big deal that Joe Biden didn't want to do the commercial. I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't want to do that interview? 20 to 25 minutes. How well do you think Joe Biden would have done? 20 to 25 minutes. Camera crews watching him. All the people that I don't know if you've ever been in a studio, but with that kind of hoopla, there would be all kinds of people. Even though it would be, I think it would have been an exclusive with CBS. There are camera people, they would have been going, man, this dude is wacko badacko. You can't keep the lid on that stuff. They have to keep a tight lid on Joe Biden. They cannot let it get out that he's old and senile. Which is why I find this so freaking hysterical. And we'll be back, folks. Keep it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A vote of no confidence. No lo contendere. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know what that means in Latin. Nobody contending for you? Anyway, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. A vote of no confidence for Biden because he's, well, I know, the secret is out. Nobody knew. Who knew? This sneaked up on us. I mean, I got to tell you, I had no clue that Joe Biden was too old and too senile to run the country. And Robert Hur, special counsel, boy, he just opened up a can of worms when he declared that he's not going to prosecute Joe Biden for obvious crimes because he's too old and senile. I mean, I remember the affluenza defense. Do you remember the rich kid that said, I've been spoiled my whole life, so, I mean, I've just had no consequences. And they go, you know what? You're right, rich boy. You're free to go. Well, this is even better. The old and senile defense. Now, I don't know that it's worked before, but I have warned you. If you get in the way of old people, they have no problem killing you. Ask Marvin Gaye. His daddy said, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. And Marvin lipped off to him, and boom, daddy killed him. And he was like, I got nothing to lose. My life is over. I don't know why. I hated that day, by the way, when Marvin Gaye got killed. I remember that.
It was almost like the Twin Towers. I remember where I was. I was coming back from the gym. Oh, folks, that Biden is more dangerous because the older you get, the more... And if you have dementia, you're like, screw it, drop the bomb, push the button. Joe Biden scares people now. No, folks, the Democrats are scrambling over Joe Biden. Think about it. Think about everything that's led up to this very moment where you're hearing my voice. And ask yourself this question. What would you do if you were the handler for Joe Biden? The party, or even as an individual, let's go all the way up the food chain. You're the person that helps him change his depends. You wipe his bum. You tuck him into bed. You know, whatever. You help him get dressed. You have to feed him. Wipe the corners of his mouth when he drools. Whatever, you know, people like Biden do. And trust me, what they show you in public is nothing close to what's happening to Joe Biden in private. This dude is soiling his pants daily. Daily. There was a rumor that he did it over at the Pope at the Vatican. I don't know if it was true. Snopes supposedly dismissed it, but that means it's probably true that he crapped his pants in front of the Pontiff. The Pope said, "Holy crap!" He ordained it. Holy crap! I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't care. I can tell you this: Joe Biden's suffering. So what would you do if you were his handler, his day-to-day handler, and you have to, the person that has to get him on and off stage? Have you ever seen, have you watched these people when Joe Biden's getting off stage? They run up to get him to make sure he doesn't go in the wrong way or he doesn't fall. They run to take him down. I mean, it is like, I don't even know how to describe it. Unbelievable what they do to handle this guy. Then go all the way up to the level of policy. Well, you've got to handle it, what he's got to say, what's going to be put on the teleprompter, who's he going to meet with, his scheduling. Karine Jean-Pierre had an embarrassing thing that she says that the president works more in an hour than most people work in a week. But we don't have anything on his schedule for the next 3 days. It was something like that. You guys get that clip yet? We have the clip. We haven't got it prepped yet, but we have it somewhere. And what I'm telling you, it's funny to watch these guys, the handling, all the way up. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that says, you know, you have a scheduler, says, okay, Mr. Jackson, while you're getting ready, you're putting on your tie, your suit, whatever. Okay, Mr. Jackson, here's your schedule. You know, an assistant is going, today you're going to be meeting for breakfast at 7 o'clock, and then you've got, you know, 7:30 with this. You've got a phone call with the prime minister, you know, and they're giving you your day. And let me tell you, if you've been busy the way I've been busy, let me tell you, my schedule... People come to work with and see what I do, and they go, how do you do it? I'm not bragging. True. I'm giving you the truth. I say it three times. True. We laugh at our mistakes over here. Anyway, I'm telling you, people that work with me go, how do you do it? It's an impossible schedule, but we get it done. So anyway, I've worked with executives. I've seen their calendars. I've watched their executive assistants, and I go, wow. And here's Joe Biden. They have nothing scheduled for this dude for 2 days. There's a war in Ukraine that he started. He's funding terrorists to attack Israel. There's a war going on between Israel and Gaza. Bidenflation rampant. People committing suicide. Veterans not eating and on the street. Homeless problem. Crime rampant throughout the United States. A border invasion. And he's got nothing on his calendar. Seriously, really? Wow. So here's my question for you. You're desperate to win in 2024. You cannot let Donald Trump back in because Donald Trump, when he gets in, it's going to be scorched earth. He's going to go after everybody in the food chain. FBI, CIA, NSA, DSA, NCAA, NAACP, all of you. If you got initials, he's coming after you. And you're trying to figure out how do we keep Biden in, and Joe Biden keeps coming out with these
black people, you ain't black,
and then he's offending everybody. Again, what do? Would you keep it? Let's play devil's advocate for just a bit. Let's act as if we're on the side of the left. And we've got Joe Biden, and we know we've got a problem. What would you do? Do you keep selling Biden? You know he's aging in dog years. You know you can't put him in front of a camera. What do we got? 280 days, give or take, to the election. You can't put him in front of a camera, but he's going to be in the most grueling cycle of election cycle of his life. You already cheated him in once. You're going to have a real tough time this time because you rebuilt Trump and you built him up in titanium. And I'm going to tell you, the leftists are already afraid of what's going on with Trump. They're scared to death. What are you going to do? So, you know what? Let's come back. Let's do that on another segment. I want to give you some numbers here. Things were bad for Biden before he held that press conference where he screwed the pooch and tried to sell the pups. But he had an almost 18-point deficit in his approval rating. But things have worsened. In the wake of Biden's horrendous press conference where he validated Special Counsel Robert Hur's assessment of him, America has spoken. And in this new poll conducted after the presser, a whopping 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to be president for a second term. 86%. Now, for those of you doing the math, that means some Democrats don't believe it either. Let's just say it's 50-50, that the 50% that the majority of Republicans don't want him. What it means is 36%. Is that right? Let me do it. 36%. If it was 50-50, if the Republicans are 50% of that number, 36% of Democrats think Biden's too old. I've been saying this on this very program for months. I've been saying that Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee for the president in 2024. And I predicted, anybody, that he would fall in the month of the Negro. And would you look at who is about to happen. Folks, we will return. Keep it here. Hope you're having fun.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House voted to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a historic vote that actually marks the first time a cabinet secretary has been impeached in nearly 150 years. This was the second attempt that House Republicans made to have him removed, but it will most likely die in the Senate. A vehicle crashed into an Austin, Texas Medical Center emergency room, killing the driver and injuring five people. Police do not believe that driver meant to crash into the hospital and that person had to be extricated from the car. They were given CPR, but they died on scene. Keep your pets away from rats and rodents. A cat owner in Oregon caught a rare case of the bubonic plague. It was caught early and treated with antibiotics. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who is man that predicted Biden would go down?
Kevin!
Dang right.
He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth!
You guys remember Shaft? Isaac Hayes?
Who is the man that making his daddy bam?
By the way, that's the way I used to do all the lyrics when I was a kid. I didn't know the lyrics. I would just make up my lyrics. Still do to this day. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. I'm glad you're with me, hanging in there. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've told you a couple things. By the way, Transat card rebranded. It's under Finmore, so those things will be coming back soon, and nothing's changed. I'm still very high on the product. They've merged with another company. It's got more benefits. So we'll change all the stuff over when we get the new website, but it's all still there. I've got people that actually listen to this show that have signed up for the card. Others have joined me to become part of my business partners, in it, which I'm very excited about that, especially my buddy Bill, who's doing the coffee, and as well as some other stuff. So it's funny with the conversations that come up and how people decide they want to help. But it will be coming back. It's a card that you can just, you swipe it no matter where you go, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. It gives you the automatic discount anywhere from 3 to 8%. And so you're just getting money back on the card. And for people that want to make a business out of it, you can actually do that. So hit me up if it's something that's of interest to you. We'd love to talk to you about it. And our merch, Chris has done a phenomenal job in merch. We started describing our products the way they should be described. We've got Trump tennis shoes that I've got mine on the way, first pair. I'm going to try to get Donald Trump to sign a pair that we auction off when next time I'm in Mar-a-Lago, which should be pretty soon. And if I can't do it, I'm going to get my friend Laura Loomer to do it. So long story short, lots going on. I hope you go visit the website. We got videos going up over at Spreely. That's Speak Freely, S-P-R-E-E-L-Y. .com, and you'll find out every place you can get us there. We've got text capabilities now. If you want to text me something, I'll have to get the details from Terry, but I do know, you know, we'll give you a number. You text KJ Action. What's that number? 41372. And I think it gets to me, but I'll have to figure that out. But the point is, we want to stay in touch. I'm the type of guy that, I'm not like some of these big names that you can send the messages to, you're blue in the face. They're not going to respond back. They got an autoresponder. Ask people. You call me, I'll call you back. Just ask them. Look, ask them right now. Oh, you can't hear them. They're on the radio. I'm on the radio. But the point is, they know that I do. We get in contact, we interact, and that's a good thing. Anyway, I want to move on because I'm talking about Joe Biden, that I predicted he would be out. 81, oldest president to run for office. But as I've said, that's not his problem. That's not Joe Biden's problem. It's not his age. In truth, Biden never have should have been selected in the coup of 2020. And choosing Biden to replace Trump in what I've deemed the big cheat showed the level of desperation the Democrats had at the time. And it's only gotten worse. The outcome of Biden's presidency assured America that even those who put Biden in, I think, is a joke in 2020, know when the joke's on them. And it is right now. The joke is on them. It's not on us. So the polls try to condemn Trump. Every time, look, even to this day, this very moment, you go look at a poll, you know what's going on. It's doom and gloom for the Democrats. But there'll be a poll, Donald Trump still, barely outpacing Biden. Or it'll be Joe Biden gains a couple of points. Or so, it'll be some sort of thing where you go, that doesn't make any sense at all. Joe Biden walks into a coffee shop. Nobody, he doesn't even need Secret Service. I mean, other than to make sure he gets back to the car because he'll lose his way. But nobody's going to cares about Joe Biden. He could go somewhere, but let Donald Trump go somewhere, man. People will be blowing up their phones. Man, you ain't going to believe it, Donald Trump over here. You better get over here, man. Trump is here. He's taking pictures and stuff, man. It's amazing the difference. But they want you to believe the polls show this. I have people go, well, you know, you can trust polls on it. No, you cannot. And we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I'm saying it gets to the point of ridiculous. You've got to be able to trust your instincts and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. And then as I like to tell people, trust your training. Your training gives you all you need to know. You have friends, and I would just tell you, if you want to have fun with the friends that voted for Biden, say, how do you like Biden? Really, how do you like him? Is he too old? Do you think he's senile? Do you think he's corrupt? I'm just curious. And walk away. You don't have to have an opinion. Just give him food for thought. And you know what they'll be? Well, I mean, he's better than Trump. You go, okay, great. So you don't think he's too old. You don't think he's senile. And you don't think he's corrupt. I was just curious. Then just walk away. Leave them to themselves. Everybody wants to argue. You don't need to argue with those clowns. They say 59% of Americans believe that let me go back to this. 86% of Americans believe Biden's too old. So this poll goes, well, 59% of people believe that both of them are too old. No, I don't believe that. That's what they say. See, they want Trump caught in the wake of Joe Biden's difficulties. They can't just let you know, oh, Joe Biden's too old. If you say, well, Trump's 77, oh, that's old. But wait a minute, is he acting old? It would be like asking, do you want Warren Buffett to manage your portfolio, or would you rather have Barack Obama? Or, God forbid, Joe Biden. Now, if you ask that question, would you want Donald Trump to manage your portfolio? Yeah, where do I sign up? You get what I'm saying? When you put things in perspective, you go, oh, See, here's what I can tell you. I'm too sharp for these crazy leftists that want me to be, you know, the silly Negro. I'm not going to be that. Let me tell you what I do. I look at everywhere Trump goes, and I'll use Conway, South Carolina as an example. That town, there were people lined up on the streets with Trump signs welcoming him. And by the time he got to the rally, it was a line a mile long, standing room only inside, back to the, you know, where they got to put up the big boobytrons or whatever they call them, the magnetrons. I don't know what they call them anymore. Jumbotron. My producer goes, Jumbotron. Do they still call it that? Anyway, the Jumbotron. And because it's filled, the venue's filled. So when that's happening, it would be one thing if it's anecdotal. If you go, it's an outlier. It's everywhere. It's just like it was. I said this earlier. I said this yesterday's broadcast. It's everywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter where Trump goes. That is a reaction. What is a reaction when Joe Biden goes? Now, if you, oh, it's an anti-Trump vote when people go, whatever. Don't tell me that. That is not going to be the case. See, I'm too observant. I'm watching colored folk in New York, in the Bronx, go, man, we want Donald Trump. Man, I hope he does a rally here. I'd love to see Donald Trump come here. The classified documents issue, folks, it was meant to destroy Donald Trump. It backfired. I see this man going, winning! It warms my heart that they set Donald Trump up. I don't think people really realize it. Joe Biden retroactively made Trump a criminal. The same way that Alvin Bragg retroactively made Donald Trump a criminal. Or tried to. The same way that de Blasio retroactively made E. Jean Carroll's case not have a statute of limitations. Are you seeing what these people are doing? They're trying to be Superman and fly backwards at the speed of light and make everything that was okay, that was okay at the time, not okay now. It's like, that's what leftists do. They want to change the rules and go, oh, well, that's retroactive. So now it counts for all of them. But it doesn't count for Joe Biden. It doesn't count for Hillary Clinton. It doesn't count for Barack Obama. And people are seeing through it. Brutal takedown of the left by Donald Trump. And this is a twofer because it's going to be difficult to prosecute Donald Trump on this, on the issue of classified documents. And Trump has precedent on his side because he was a sitting president who had the authority to declassify the documents. Biden has no recourse. Oh, wait, he does. He's old and senile. Yeah. It is not Joe Biden's age that bothers people, in as much as it's not Trump's age that bothers people. What bothers people about Joe Biden is his cognitive ability. And don't let them snow you. Don't let them, oh, age is not a factor. It's just all about his experience. No, it isn't. He's a senile old fool. And he's demonstrated it. Trump, on the other hand, what they're concerned about with Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you right now, he'll get it done. He'll actually change the way we think about politics. And that ruins it for the people who have been systematically over the decades setting things up for a sure win and, quite frankly, for sport. You've seen, I don't know if you've seen these movies where rich people watch criminals kill each other and stuff like that. That is a world that Hollywood wouldn't just make up. They really see us doing that in the future.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The memory lapses that President Biden is described as having in this report, this is not the first time anybody's raised issues of President Biden's acuity. And in fact, twice this week, President Biden referenced European leaders, conversations he had with them in 2021 when both those European leaders had long been dead. He confused Macron with Mitterrand. He confused Helmut Kohl with Angela Merkel. Are you really acting as if there's nothing to these issues or these concerns?
Well, I saw from the White House counsel that they disputed this recollection of the interview. And I will tell you, Jake, I was in Israel on October 7th, as you know, and President Biden was nice enough to call me. And I can tell you, this was the day before that interview, I can tell you he was sharper than anyone I've spoken to about a very complex geopolitical urgent issue.
Yeah, we just cut him off. No, I'm kidding. The interview cut off. But that was Dan Goldman, Joe Biden's spokesperson. He's a designated marketing person for Joe Biden. If you remember, we had clips of Dan Goldman where he got caught. And it was so funny to watch because he's like, because the press goes, that doesn't make sense. Because he was trying to say what Joe Biden did to with the respect to the Ukraine issue and threatening the prosecutor at the time didn't help Hunter Biden. And the press was like, no. And you could see Dan Goldman going, uh-oh, I just got caught in a lie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hope that you will become one of my warriors. I think Dorothy called me. I talked about her the other day. And I want to say a guy's name is Steve. He's joining up. And I appreciate that. And by the way, I'm going to call you folks out on the radio when you do join up. And I'm going to let people know. We're going to have it on the website. I want people to know those who support what we do. They're those who talk and those who act. And I want the people that are going to act. We've been whittled down because of social media to nothing. All I did was call speak truth to power when I said that the Blasey Ford nose accusing Kavanaugh were lying skanks, and I stand by it. And now everything I do is censored. But that's okay, because I believe in truth. I believe that we'll get by. So for those of you who support what we do and support the fact that I was willing to give up a pretty fat income to stand on principle to protect your sons, because that's what it is, your sons and grandsons and nephews, because the war on men is ridiculous. Conservative men are amazing, and we are necessary, and I'm glad that I was able to do that, and I stood my ground. But because of that, you know, my word doesn't get out. People don't want people to hear guys like me talking truth. I'll give you. I did a thing where I talked about these immigrants coming over. These are the people that have toxic masculinity. They don't even see rape as rape. I mean, you want to make us look bad? Holy cow, we got a whole culture of people coming over that have zero respect for women. And you know who's bringing them over? Those that claim to be all Me Too. I'm off topic. I want to get back on topic here. So Jay Tapper says, are you just ignoring these issues, Dan Goldman? And Dan Goldman says, well, the White House disputed those recollections. Oh, you mean the liar, the bona fide certified liar, pathological liar, lies for sport. He's disputing what the special counsel says, a guy who has to keep copious records of everything that's done. In other words, what's funny, the Republicans asked for the records. You want to know what the Democrats are doing? Don't give them to them. In the spirit of transparency, don't give them the full transcript of everything Biden said, because you know what that'll do? It'll validate everything that the special counsel said. And then here's Goldman's, well, he called me when I was in Israel, and I got to tell you, he was so spot on. He was totally like there. Well, good for you. You caught him in one of his lucid moments. But what Dan Goldman is saying, hey, folks, ignore all the things that you see in reality. Every time Joe Biden speaks and he's like, well, anyway, and gets off track. My professor, I'll tell you that professor story. Well, anyway. But Dan Goldman says, ignore that. I had a phone call with him. He was lucid. There's your proof, America. I asked earlier, what would your strategy be for Joe Biden? Let's play devil's advocate. What would you do? You want him in at all costs. Let me put it another way. You want Trump out at all costs. So what is your strategy for Joe Biden? Do you keep him? Do you continue to try to tell the public he's good, he's good, he's good, and you know he's aging in dog years? Do you keep it up? Let me tell you, if you think Joe Biden's bad today, wait till you see him next month. He's on what we call an exponential decay curve. This isn't a gradual going down the hill, you know, at a 5 degree. This is falling off the cliff time for Joe Biden. His brain is now misfunctioning at a rate that, you know, it's accelerated to a point where they can't control it. If you think he's bad this month, wait till next month. So what would your strategy be? Would you keep a guy that you know day to day, week to week, he's getting worse? You got to keep him out of the public eye, and he's going to be in one of the most challenging races ever. So if it were me and I were a Democrat, I'm playing devil's advocate, I'd go, guys, we got to dump Joe. Hard as it is to believe, we got to dump him. We got to get rid of Joe. He's no longer Superman. So what do we do? How do we do that with the least amount of damage? Well, you can't keep Goldman going out here going, hey, keep it going, keep it going. So the Democrats have to try to survive as a party. You keep backing Joe Biden, you lose credibility. I'm going to say we because we're playing devil's advocate. We keep backing him, we're going to lose credibility. We're going to lose the ability to get somebody in there and do test polling, see how they do. Who are our candidates? Oh, Michelle Obama. Okay, viable, certainly would play. We internally know this. Let me tell you what the Democrats are telling you internally about Michelle Obama. She's toxic. She's going to alienate not only half the country, that being conservative Republicans, she's going to alienate a lot of women on our side. They don't like her. We act like it. We can front all we want. She's not all that. So we can try. Now, we can spin it. We can do polling and all that. We could spin it. But let me tell you, more than half the country is not going to like this. They're sick of... I mean, if I were being real inside the Democratic Party, I'd be saying, look, we've had some failed women, and the black women have not exactly represented us well, Letitia James, Fannie Willis. The black women have let the Republican Party down. You want to know what's interesting about that comment? Black conservative women are the ones who could pick up the Republican cause, and there's nobody being touted. We got a lady here, her name is Lori Zane Gray here in Arizona. Lori's a firebrand, totally underutilized. There's a Carol, doctor, I forget her name, she, McSwain. She's being underutilized. Powerful black women, and there are many others, I know them. Stacey on the right, many of them, underutilized. Look at what's happening with these black women on the left. You're being used like plantation slaves. Go get Donald Trump. And what's happened to him? It's blowing up in their faces. Same thing with Alvin Bragg, that chick. Alvina Bragg in New York. Dude's got the fattest head I've ever seen. Well, next to Roland Martin. Anyway, you're the strategist for the Democrats. You're the strategist that wants to keep the Great Reset going. Get rid of Trump at all costs. What do you think? See, the Democrats have set the future. It's funny. There was a movie about these criminals they send to an island. I remember it had Stone Cold Steve Austin. They send them to an island. Then they beam them in. They beam in a satellite up to only the wealthiest people in the world who make bets on who will live and who will die. It's kind of like the Hunger Games. And so let me tell you, ironically, we think that's sci-fi. Look at the cities in America. Don't be surprised if there's an underground network that says which city is going to have the most murders this weekend. And there's a group of fat cat rich white folk, white men mostly, and probably their cocktail sipping wives with them going, oh, my husband's so good at picking when the Negroes kill each other. I mean, what future do we hold? Are the Democrats promising for us with the Great Reset and all these other things? Black folks are waking up. Women are waking up. LGBT, all these people are going, you know what, we're being used. These people don't want what's best for us. They just want us fighting.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.